The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to a big Monday happy hour right here on the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, you going to be able to stay awake for 3 whole hours?
I'm getting a little sleepy over here, but not flatulent. So, you know, everyone can be okay out there. It's fine. We're good.
Did he or didn't he? As compelling as this topic we ended the last hour was, Dom, we may have to move forward with the other portions of governance and, you know, political commentary and such that we do here.
Yes, yes.
Although whether or not Trump farting in court throughout the course of his trial is
has been reported by many, many people. And we're just, you know, telling you what we hear.
Well, it's mostly a silent but deadly topic, Dom.
Well, it's par for the course. I mean, it comes out of his mouth. It may as well come out of his other orifices as well. CNN is reporting that the transcript of today's testimony has been released, although I have not yet been able to track it down.
Well, tomorrow, when you've got an unexcused absence coming, because 3 hours today, way too much for you, man.
I need to take tomorrow off.
Tomorrow on the big show, Dom, I've got a fine guest, first-time guest. He's John Zarbos, and he's a Democrat running in CD number 6. He's running against Glenn Grothman, man.
Oh, excellent.
There are now 2 declared Dems running in CD number 6. John will be the first one to join me on the big show. I think about 4:30 tomorrow. John's going to join. So perfect. There will be a show with or without you, but, you know, I'll check the transcripts as you often do, Dom.
You know what I'm saying?
Haven't been in the courthouse. They apparently didn't get our credential request, but I want to turn my attention to the courageous actions of Speaker Mike Johnson over the course of the weekend. Jennifer Rubin thinks less so. As she writes, forget the ticker tape parade. Mike Johnson is no hero, nor are any of these Republicans, Jennifer. She writes, today, foreign policy commentators and proponents of aid to Ukraine spent days gushing over how Speaker Mike Johnson for finally bringing to the floor a bill for aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Give him credit. He came around. What courage. The praise ignored immense damage that Johnson and MAGA House Republicans, pro-Russian propagandists, inflicted on America's beleaguered Ukrainian allies. As Jim McGovern, Democrat from Massachusetts, put well, he wrote, you don't get an award for simply doing your job. President Biden told us months ago that Ukraine needed us. What did House Republicans do? Nothing. That's the answer. MAGA extremism has gotten you nothing. Democrats have been the ones to stand up, and they've had to do it more than once. And when the vote on Ukraine aid finally came, it was overwhelming. 311 to 112. That raised the question, why in the world did such a popular measure take so long? It could have been done long ago when President Biden requested the aid in October.
October?
Had Johnson simply ignored the histrionics from the pro-Putin House members who take their cues from Donald Trump? A week, a month, 6 months ago, the vote to deliver critical aid could have prevented countless Ukrainian deaths. Just last week, Russian missile attacks an apartment building in the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv, killing 17 people and injuring at least 61. That was merely one strike among many Russia has successfully carried out in recent months, while Ukraine has been hampered by munition shortages and inadequate anti-missile defenses. The delay had serious, widespread consequences for Ukraine. Max Bergman, a former State Department official and director of Europe, Russia, and Eurasia program for the Center for Strategic and International Studies, tells me, I hate in written word, Dom, when someone's got like a really long resume title, can't they just be cool guy? But anyways.
Yeah, Max, what did Max have to say?
Their power sector has been decimated by lack of air defense, which will be incredibly costly to repair. He adds that on the front, Ukrainians have lost a lot of soldiers because if you don't have artillery, you have to hold the line with men. In other words, wow. Ukraine has lost a lot of people simply because we stopped providing them ammo. Dom, Amnesty International, tracking one of Russia's many ongoing human rights violations, reported just days before the vote in what may be cumulatively one of Russia's most destructive series of strikes on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Several power facilities were attacked, resulted in further suffering and disruption in Ukrainian civilians. The organization noted, deliberately attacking civilian infrastructure, such as power stations and electricity supplies, and causing overwhelming harm to civilians is a violation of international humanitarian law. Count that among the consequences of delayed U.S. aid.
Cody, Jennifer Rubin continues. The shortages of ammunition and anti-missile systems for Ukraine meant Russia paid little price for continued aggression. The American Enterprise Institute's Corey Schenck tells me that Ukrainian losses can be counted in bodies in lost territory and squandered momentum on the battlefield. Those losses are at least in part attributable to Republicans' dithering. The damage in part can be quantified. A quote, we assess that Russian forces seized 583 square kilometers since October 1 of 2023, approximately 100 square kilometers, more than what the Ukrainian forces liberated during the 2023 counteroffensive. George Barros, head of the Russian and geospatial intelligence teams at the Institute for Study of War, tells me. He added, we continue to assess that material shortages are forcing Ukraine to conserve ammunition and prioritize limited resources to critical sectors on the front, increasing the risk of a Russian breakthrough in other less well-provisioned sectors and making the front line overall more fragile than the current relatively slow rate of Russian advances make it appear. Given Ukraine's ammunition shortages, Barrow says Russia gained flexibility in how they conduct offensive operations, which can lead to opportunities for Russian forces to make operationally significant gains in the future. In particular, the Institute for Study of War reported on Friday, Russian forces recently made confirmed advances near Bakhmut and Donetsk City. Moreover, the damage attributable to this U.S. delinquency exceeds beyond Ukraine. A quote from a veteran diplomat, Daniel Freed, the greater loss is that of U.S. credibility, to use the old term. Trumpist Republicans have damaged it, and that will not be easy to repair, he says. Some countries may hedge, including Asia. Russia and China are exploiting this new opportunity, Iran as well, likely. These losses to Ukraine and to U.S. national security interests were entirely avoidable, Rubin writes. Had Johnson simply listened to U.S. intelligence experts or even traveled to Ukraine, as several House and Senate members did, to witness the carnage, he would have quickly grasped the urgency of a vote. Not until last week did Johnson issue a full-throated defense of Ukraine aid, a quote that he told reporters. I think Vladimir Putin would continue to march through Europe if he were allowed. I would rather send bullets to Ukraine than American boys, he stressed. This is a live fire exercise for me, as it is so many American families. This is not a game. This is not a joke. And yet for months, Republicans let the fire rage. They treated their solemn obligations as a joke. Although Johnson insisted to Jake Tapper on CNN that Republicans know the urgency in Ukraine and Israel, they showed no concern for roughly 6 months for the price Ukraine paid for Republicans dawdling. Either Republicans were extremely slow to learn about the harm they were causing, or they knew all along the danger they were visiting on Ukraine, but didn't care. Johnson's apparent fear of Trump's wrath or an attempt to oust him as speaker, in which no Republicans other than Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene appear much interested, seemed to outweigh concern for a U.S. ally. The fact that Johnson finally relented merits is a sign of relief, not celebration of him as a profile encouraged. If anything, Johnson and the GOP's dilly-dallying have signaled to friends and enemies alike that if aggressors work fast enough, U.S. aid might not arrive until too late. Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post, forget the ticker tape parade. Mike Johnson is no hero.
Well, Joe Biden asked for the money, the funding, the foreign aid in October.
October, dude.
It's now April. We're past tax day. I mean, it's been half a year.
Yeah.
Half a year. Can you imagine trying to defend your homeland without munitions for half a year? Not properly armed? And we, the American people, we are the armorer of last resort for the Ukrainians. There aren't other places for them to turn to. They can't call Russia and say, hey, would you back channel us back some arms so we could fight off your mercenaries and your boys? That's not the way it works. But to these Republicans, and Dom, I would point one thing else out.
Yeah.
I don't think the aid to Israel is actually going to be for the benefit of the Biden administration. And I don't know if you've noticed, while everybody else is talking about the Trump trial, and we talked about that at length, at nauseam, some might say, earlier today, Fox News, they're talking about Columbia University and the pro-Palestinian protesters. It has gotten violent at times on college campuses, but these protests are spreading. And if you watch Fox News today, Dom, that's the only thing they're going to talk about.
Oh, violence on college campuses? Hell, you know the Republicans. Shut down the college campuses. Who needs college anyway?
Well, I found it very interesting. You know, peace in the Middle East. Joe hasn't brought us peace in the Middle East yet. You know, Kushner had us peacefully in the Middle East.
Oh, float. Yeah, yeah.
Trump. There were no wars in the Middle East until, Trump moved, the embassy to Jerusalem? I mean, they're trying to stir the rapture. Do you know the rapture's on the calendar for tomorrow, Dom? Is that why you're going to be absent?
Oh, really? Yeah, I was just planning ahead. No, I'm going to party, man, because, I'm not going. Finally, all you people, if glory awaits, please don't let me stop you. I'll be down here with all us sinners.
The post-rapture party right here on the Devil's Advocates radio show. I even saw that on Fox News. Numerologists are saying.
But who? Says who? Fox News?
Well, the rapture, April 23rd. Make a note of it. Dom will be absent.
Go! The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Monday to us all. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic. Marjorie Taylor Greene again calling for the resignation of Speaker Mike Johnson and not over the Ukrainian funding for a change.
What? This time, why now?
Well, let me tell you why. David Edwards, I find this at the Raw story. I'm embarrassed how often I find myself drawn to this page. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, lashed out at Speaker Mike Johnson after he agreed to release tapes from the riot of the January 6, 2021, Dom. Now, defenders... I thought so too, but, she so often changes her mind. Defenders of those charged on January 6 have long believed that the Capitol tapes showed the incident was a protest instead of a riot. Don't mind the bear spraying and the guns being discharged and
the tasering and the beating.
The crushing.
The clubbing, the stabbing.
That's kind of like a solidarity sing-along we used to have here at the Wisconsin Capitol, Dom. When people would sing in protest.
Yes. All those peaceful singers. Now, heaven forbid you make up a song and make fun of a politician.
So anyways, Johnson now has agreed to release the tapes. However, MTG, old Three Toe, was unmoved by Johnson's gesture. You fully funded the DOJ that is prosecuting J6 defendants and President Trump. she exclaimed on the Twitter. You could have defunded these political prosecutions in your omnibus, fired attorney, U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves, fired Jack Smith, and demanded an end to this. You could pass my bill, the Matthew Perna Act, that would allow the J6 defendants to move their trials out of D.C., where they can never, all caps, receive a fair trial. And by the way, that includes President Trump. Green added, stop lying and pandering to these poor people. Resign. She clearly calls for his resignation, Don.
Yes. Wow. But why not come to the floor? You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do it, do it. I mean, they called her out last week. Okay. Knock yourself out, Marjorie Taylor Greene. If you want it, you think you should vacate, then bring it up.
Dom Johnson said he was fulfilling a promise he made when he became speaker. Before at Speaker Johnson was chosen in October of 2023, January 6th video footage was only available on a limited basis to be viewed. Well, tell that to Tucker Carlson. He got all of it, didn't he?
I think so.
Only to be viewed in person in the House office buildings. At Speaker Johnson's direction and with his dedication to transparency, we have blurred all the video. That's what his goal was, you know, in his efforts at transparency. That's not what they write here, though. We have now released more than 20,000 hours of USCP CCTV footage online for the American public. And Green has threatened to file a motion to vacate if Johnson refuses to resign. Well, she keeps threatening, Dom.
Yeah. Well, that's all they got. You know, they're in the majority. They can't even get their own ducks in a row. They rely on Democratic votes, thankfully, to actually get any governance done. I mean, they're a party in disarray. And when you keep threatening and don't follow through with it, again, it goes to your, you know, if not to your credibility, certainty to your word in keeping said word.
Well, Dom, one more quick thought, and then we'll get to the phone lines, 844-967-2789. MAGA lawmaker accuses Mike Johnson of brainwashing him with an intelligence briefing. This is the other guy that
brainwashing me, Crudy.
Rep. Thomas Massie, Republican from Kentucky, endorsed by Donald Trump, explained that he was supporting Speaker Mike Johnson's ouster because the lawmaker had betrayed Republican principles on Foreign Surveillance Act. So his big issue is the FISA, Dom. On Monday, Massie told podcast host Charlie Kirk that Johnson had orchestrated a brainwashing session in the form of a classified briefing to push through the reauthorization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It was like a brainwashing session. And here's the thing, Charlie, when you go into a sensitive, compartmentalized information facility called the SCIF, Dom, remember most congressmen are used to having two things with them that allow them to verify something they're being told a lie. Number one, they usually have their smartphones with them and their staff. And that's the two things you're deprived of.
So the guy can't think on his feet, can't think on his own without a smartphone and a staff around telling him something?
Dom, so if you're deprived of those two things and any connection to anybody for 3 or 4 hours, you kind of start believing what they're saying. And you think, well, maybe they'll let me out of this skiff if I just nod my head and succumb to the pressure. Are you telling me, Massie, you're being held hostage?
He's a hostage, you know, like the J6 hostages when he's on a skiff.
However, Dom, according to Massie, the brainwashing session did not convince Massie to support the bill.
Oh, so the brainwashing didn't really work.
Well, you have to have a brain.
How do you know it's brainwashing that only work on, you know, those with inferior intelligence to Thomas Massie?
Well, you know, he wasn't going to be misled by the intelligence community any longer, Dom. You know, trust.
He did his own research.
He's got YouTube and TikTok. And, of course, the Bible, Dom. Here's what he said. I slept on it for 3 nights, and then I came to the GOP conference at the beginning of the past week, and I stood up in front of everybody, and I told Mike Johnson he needed to resign, and that I was co-sponsoring Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to vacate. Now, the House passed the FISA reauthorization bill. After an initial failure, the passing vote, 273 to 147, and the bipartisan vote came with 59 Republicans and 88 Democrats opposing it. Trump had urged Republicans to kill that bill. President Joe Biden signed it into law on 420, Dom.
Happy 420, Michael.
Thomas Massie, apparently, he got brainwashed. But
well, no, he didn't. But someone with, you know, inferior intelligence may have been succumbed to the brainwashing when, you know, you're being told things by our intelligence agencies that are apparently lying to you. Is this like they lied to what? To U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin.
Right? Well,
he was getting set up, he said.
If you don't have staff or access to a TikTok account to check the record in real time, Dom, how would you know if you're being lied to?
Well, there's only one way to pray on it.
Come back with us. You know, short prayer and then come back. More Devil's Advocates. It's a big Monday. It's a happier, happy hour, and it's always better when you participate. 844-967-2789. We'll take your calls next. Can't fight against.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a big Monday edition, a happier, happy hour, always happier when you join. 844-967-2789. Reading a few of the texts, we're going to the phone lines next, Dom. Tony from Madison asks, did you report on Trump's supposed in-court farting? Did we? Where were you, Tony?
I mean, this is top-notch reporting going on here, folks.
Robert from McFarland asks, can we move on to another topic?
Yes, please.
Someone on the WMDX line says, are you sure his diaper isn't full?
See.
And yes, then
that's the hard one.
And it then depends. Another one. Depends.
If it gets full, you know, you got to take a break, right?
Here's another one. Thermal imaging cameras needed in the courtroom. that would solve the mystery, would it not?
A small price to pay for facts. All we want are the facts.
Here's a question. I've heard part of this, so I'm going to be repetitive. Ask Rudy if he heard Trump's nickname, Don Snorleone. I had heard that one, but the newest edition, the Nod Father.
Nice.
What else?
We got to work the flatulence in somehow as well. I mean, you know, again, when you get sleepy, sometimes your body relaxes and the burritos leak out. I mean, you never know. A guy's 77 years old. I mean,
are you saying he doesn't have any more control over his bodily functions at this
stage? I'm not saying he's cheap, but when Donald Trump was younger, you couldn't put a greased BB up his ass, but now he's 77 and can't hold his mud. I'm just saying things change after a while. is that wrong?
Oh, both of you back in.
No, I'm sorry.
You've confused us with the morning product. We don't do that.
Well, we don't? Okay. Good to know.
Tom from New Berlin asks, if there's a rapture, should I lock my door or not?
I mean,
are you in or out, Tom? Do you want to go?
If there's a rapture, right, and you're inside, do you just kind of float up to the ceiling?
Only if you have vaulted ceilings. But if you've got the lower, more traditional 8-foot ceilings, no, you're pinned on the ceiling.
But if you have vaulted ceilings, you're pinned on the vaulted ceiling?
Yes. I mean, that's,
okay, so if you're inside, you will be not raptured.
I believe, and it only depends on which version of the rapture you believe in, but I believe, Dom, it's just the soul that's lifted up to heaven, but the body somehow disappear. And the rest of us, you know, guys like you and I, the sinners, the radio host, will
have a party, man.
We'll be the left behind. Do you think Trump's in or out? Is he going up or not?
Yeah. Oh, man. That's the worst thing. We'd be stuck with Trump.
844-967-2789.
I mean, if there is a God and there is a rapture and Trump gets raptured, I don't want to go.
I don't think you have to worry about being on the list. 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Hello, Joe.
A clever callers today. It'll be hard to hold my hysterics down based on what your people who had texted in came up with. I'd like to offer a comment on the rapture and then a question on Megan Wolf, if I could. I'm kind of curious. I had heard that on the rapture side of things, that the last time this had been called for, that there was a person who had constructed a business, which I thought was a brilliant plan, which was to let people who were going to be raptured know that she would be willing to stay here, left behind, one of the left behinds, and take care of their pets. So she had figured out a business where pay her money up front, and she's willing to take care of your kitty and your cat, your dog, if you get sucked up, you know?
Joe, obviously that's just for the gullible. Everybody knows all dogs go to heaven, but the cats, they get left behind with Dom.
Right.
Because they just demonstrate a little too much free will in this world.
There are complications to everything, but I thought that was a smart use of trying to take care of a niche market, if you will. So I was curious to ask a question or two about Megan Wolf, and I think it's commendable that that the government, Tony Evers, and the state government are taking seriously the threats that this poor woman faces for just simply doing her job as an administrator for the Wisconsin Elections Commission. However, I'm curious to know what your thoughts might be on this. I'm looking at the exact quote of what Trump said on Tuesday to this Green Bay radio station, and he said, "Megan Wolf will try and steal another election." Okay, now there's the security side of that, but there's also the side of just, that's defamation. What does this person do? She has, she's been doing this job. One assumes that she's been doing it well. She's been continuing. And now she has to face the president flapping his pie hole about that she will try to steal another election. That's a very, very onerous critique of that woman. I mean, my God, you're accusing her of criminal actions. So I'm curious to know, she's a government employee. Would she have redress on the private side to get a lawyer, if nothing else, to say cease and desist, but to seek damages to her reputation?
Well,
I know
certainly,
you guys aren't lawyers. Perhaps this is something you could bring up with Centel. I don't know.
Well, we play lawyer on the radio, Joe. I believe she might have a credible defamation suit against the former president, talking about Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Administrator Megan Wolf, because he has made so many false claims about her, and that would be very damaging, professionally, reputationally damaging. Setting aside the whole threat to her life, the reputational damage that has been done. Now, it could be argued that she is a public figure.
Public figure, right.
And that would set a higher bar for what would constitute defamation. You know, lots of people have said lots of things about Donald Trump. He can't sue them all, although he'd like to.
Certainly tries, man.
But as a public figure, you would have to cross a line into actual malice. You would have to do something that you state something you knew was false, which I think check. I mean, even by the higher standard, Megan Wolf may have a actionable suit against the former president. I mean, let's look at the women that sued Rudy Giuliani successfully for $148 million. They were just elections people working, and they were targeted. He claimed they were using a thumb drive. They stole the election. Well, what are the accusations being leveled at Megan Wolf? She effectively stole the election from Donald Trump without a scintilla
of proof. I
think it's
a different level of public figure. I don't know if you volunteer at your local election office that you're necessarily would be put into that public figure role versus someone who's appointed to serve the election commission in the state of Wisconsin as a very specific public role paid for by the tax dollars. I don't know. It's a great question, Joe. If nothing else, I'd perhaps like to see someone take it up just to press the buttons and push the issue to make a point out of it. But I don't know that he would be found liable given the public nature of her position.
The women that won the judgment against Rudy Giuliani for $148 million were Ruby Freeman and Wanda Moss, Wanda Shea Moss. and they effectively were targeted by name by Rudy Giuliani. And I don't know how Megan Wolf is greatly differentiated from the sort of behaviors that Rudy targeted these two women with. They were elections workers, and I grant you, they may not have been the face of the elections committee.
But well, that, that's basically the big difference.
Well, it's not like Donald Trump is going out there and saying he's naming her by name. He's specifically putting a target on her back. This is very similar, I think, eerily similar to the behaviors of Rudy Giuliani and what these people do. They don't care about the damage. They don't care about the collateral damage they cause to people's lives.
Well, in fact, in some regards, certainly they're encouraging it. That's kind of the point.
Well, hence the efforts at prior restraint. I mean, this has chilling effect on someone that maybe would consider taking the job after Megan Wolf. If she resigned because she had had enough of this crap, who's going to want that crappy job?
Well, who wants to volunteer at election facilities now and wards and whatnot? I mean, this entire effort by the MAGAs and the Republicans to undermine our entire election system because the crappy president lost in large part because he downplayed the COVID and didn't act as he should have. And he was setting it up from day one because he knew a pandemic would be bad for politics. That's it. There's no other reason to go after the election. No, none of those Republicans who won their election in 2020 are saying, oh my God, there was fraud. I won because of fraud. No, your ballot was fine, right? It was Trump that lost because of fraud. The whole thing, it doesn't make any sense if you go through it step by step. So this entire effort, is to simply sow doubt and undermine it because Trump couldn't take the L, and he got the L.
844-967-2789. If Trump were convicted of the felony in New York, my understanding, he'd be ineligible to vote for himself in Florida.
Of course, yeah.
That'd be very ironic, wouldn't it?
And you think he'd vote for himself anyway because he's Donald Trump.
844-967-2789. Eric from Lodi. Welcome, Eric. What do you got for us?
Hi, Eric.
Yeah, hey, so about Megan Wolf being able to sue, I think she might be able to because there's the Maricopa County election, I think, commissioner in Arizona is suing Kari Lake for defamation.
Hmm. And so right now, successfully, Kari Lake, I believe, is done contesting the facts. She effectively has already lost on the merits that are being put forth. Kari Lake has.
Right. And Megan Wolf did not run for her position. It's not like she campaigned and ran. She was hired as an administrator. So it's not the same as if somebody was running campaign ads against an opponent. So I think she definitely has a case for it if she wanted to push through to push for that kind of thing. So
I wonder what our friends. I wonder what our friends over at Law Forward think, Eric. Appreciate you listening.
Great
in Lodi.
I appreciate it.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Welcome back. What do you got, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guy. Yeah, I just occurred to me, and I texted it in, but I actually did a little riff off Motley Crue's smoking in the boys' room, farting in the courtroom, Donald Trump.
Aware of your contributions to the text line, Mark. I don't know if you know, but I skipped over that one.
Why is he censoring you, Mark?
I enjoy the satirical riff on occasion, and that for a man as cruel as Donald Trump, that I don't have any hesitation on picking on the man because he seems to know to have no hesitation about picking on anybody else. So he's not entitled to any kind of mercy at this point in time because he's a merciless individual. I mean that he just sits there in court and scowls when he's not falling asleep.
I got to tell you, I've been to court, Mark. I also sit there and scowl. That is the defend on face, resting defend on face is a scowl.
When you were a defendant, Rudy, and you know, given the prosecutor's opening statement against you, I was smiling because She had no idea what the hell she was doing. I think she got that file about 10 minutes before walking into court.
Well, that's a different charge. That was a administrative forfeiture charge, and the worst they could do was $200.51. No, I'm talking about the criminal charges I faced. Back in the day, back before we became roommates, Dom, and I can tell you, I will forevermore, in a court of law, have resting defendant scowl face. Nobody's happy being in court. I've never seen a happy family in court. I haven't seen any of the Trump family in court.
Yeah, well, where's Melania? She's not standing by her man. The kids aren't coming in to support Pops.
Well, my understanding is they actually asked the kids not to come to court, at least in regards to Eric and Don Jr. I did see he's doing ads on the radio, though. They sound like, you know, Biden, anti-Biden ads, but actually they're for Steve Bannon's Birch Gold Group.
Steve Bannon.
Well, now it's Don Trump Jr. for Birch Gold Group.
Oh, my.
Keeping himself professionally busy. More devils. Yeah.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines, 844-967-2789. Is that a long distance dedication to Mark?
In a way, it was. Dom, before I get into our final topical story for the day, and it involves Ron Johnson exposing the electorate to abortion at every stage, I wanted to tell you, I've got a little personal thing. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to see a doctor. Don't do that very often. Last time I went in to see the doctor, he said, how have you been these last 6 years?
It's not a tumor.
So maybe I've inhaled a little fiberglass. Maybe it's my allergies kicking my ass. Maybe it's a tumor. Who knows? But I'm gonna go and, you know, like seek a lung x-ray or something because I got something going on in my right lung.
And all right.
The nice nurse I was speaking to as I was setting the appointment, she was a nurse. Anyway, she described herself as a registered nurse, very nice and very thoughtful, asked lots of questions. And she said, well, it says on your charts here, you don't smoke. And then there was a pause. And so I felt it was time to acknowledge there was some cannabis consumption that happens in my life. And she said, is that like a daily thing? I said, yeah. She said, is that a multiple time a day thing?
When you say multiple, you mean like more than once in the morning?
Well, you know, it depends on what time I get out of bed in the morning, Tom, because some mornings get long. You know what I mean? So anyways, I said, well, yeah, I would probably say yes multiple times per day. Although, can we keep that off my chart, please? Because I'm still looking for the healthy guy discount. You know what I'm
this
saying?
This went down in your permanent record, man.
I know it did. That's the problem. You know, if you even acknowledge that maybe you got a few sins in your background, you know, next thing I know, I want to get left out of the rapture on the 23rd.
Oh, it's tomorrow, man.
You know who will most assuredly be raptured? If there's a rapture, I'd like to think Ron Johnson's on the rapture private jet. Gets a tax break for taking a private jet.
You know, my problem with the whole rapture thing, and I hear what you're saying, is that I think a lot of folks that think they would be raptured, if there were such a thing, wouldn't be. And I'd be stuck with them.
And I would also be here to give you moral support because misery loves company, Dom. Jesse Poyen reporting at the Journal Sentinel. Voters weighing their position should be shown what abortion looks like at every stage of pregnancy, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson told reporters today. Now, the Republican senator's comments came as Democratic VP Kamala Harris visited La Crosse, her old stomping grounds, to rally voters around abortion as the race for the presidency remains tight in this battleground state. Johnson advocated, as he has before, that the issue should be decided via referendum. He said that. We need to understand, first of all, what an abortion looks like at every stage of pregnancy. We've not had that discussion, which is why I recommend a referendum to ask the question, at what point does society have the responsibility to protect life? Johnson told reporters. Well, that would be quite different than, let's say, the proposed Arizona or Florida referendum. This is just some random thoughts from Ron that he's
random
expressed.
From Ron.com.
Well, random Ron thoughts don't necessarily merit referendum. I'm just saying, Dom. But leading up to that referendum, we should have an education campaign that describes what life looks like inside the womb at different stages, you know, what babies could experience when they're viable, but also, as important as it would be, what does an abortion look like at 4 weeks, at 8 weeks, at 12 weeks, at 48 weeks, right?
Right. After birth abortion, murder.
Now, the vice president's latest Wisconsin visit reflects Democrats' efforts to make abortion a key factor in motivating turnout for President Joe Biden. Now, Ron Johnson did make some, you know, caveats for women, Dom, not today per se, but in the past. He said, well, sure, it's going to be messy, but they can go to Illinois.
Right. You can always leave the state and go seek your medical help elsewhere.
And my understanding is in the Johnson Family Trust, he is a generous sort. He does allow each of his children one child out of wedlock.
Oh, that's nice.
But the second child, that's a disqualifier. So that would seem to me to encourage, you know, abortion if necessary, because who wants to give up all that cash, you know, just abort it? Like someone should have done to Ron's campaign.
You know, when I was misbehaving as a child, my uncle always told me it's never too late for an abortion.
I live by those thoughts, Dom.
Well, so do Republicans. They're always so concerned about abortion after birth, which, you know, most people call murder, but who am I to judge?
Here's what Harris, the vice president, said in La Crosse today. There's a clear line between where we are now and who is to blame. The former president, Donald Trump, was very clear with his intention. He would fill and appoint three members of the U.S. Supreme Court with the intention that they would overturn the protections of Roe v. Wade. Ron, you were right there on the Gorsuch, right? Merrick Garland, you blocked him from even getting a confirmation hearing. So,
well, let's talk about right up here. Decorum in the Senate, you know, it depends on the year.
Well, yeah, that's right. Because when Amy Coney Barrett came up, they pushed her through in just a matter of a couple weeks.
Weird how that happens.
It's tremendously weird. Dom, nice to see you at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, man.
See you again on Wednesday, apparently.
All right. Hump day, baby. I'll be back.
The rest of you, we expect you. Right here, day two of court for Donald Trump and the gag order hearing in the morning. We'll have the results. We'll tell you about it.